Here we are
at the final day. Well, I guess it's not the final day. It's like
after
exit
the
day.
Final day. Exit day. Departure day.
We're with James Gashel, the
Vice President of Business Development. So we have the KNFB Reader, and that's the app, and our company is KNFB Reader.
And thanks for taking the time out of your packing schedule to talk to Inclusive Android about the KNFB Reader for Android.
Thank you.
It's a super exciting product. And I happened to notice in your opening for Ray Kurzweil yesterday, the Android version was prominently on display. Got a cheer from about a third of the room. So I guess the first thing Android people want to know is, what's in your pocket? Are you in the Android camp or the iPhone camp?
I use a Galaxy S6 Edge. Also use an iPhone. Actually, nowadays I'm using more Android than iPhone, and also use a Chromebook as my main communications tool.
Oh, that's a good one. So we're talking about the Android iteration of the KNFB Reader, and we have a sort of projected estimated time for when this comes out.
Well, I think I've said to people, you can expect to see the Android version this summer. And so somebody said, well, that might be September, mid-September. And I said, no, probably earlier than that. I guess my estimate would be early August. I'm not exactly sure. The problem is we don't want to release it as long as there are critical problems, and there are a few. And with Android, it gets a little more complicated because there are so many different devices. We can't test everyone, but our users will, and they'll let us know about them. So we want to be reasonably sure that we can run on the good selection of devices that people have.
Well, that's a great segue to a couple of questions that I had. And I guess the first one is, if someone wants to get involved, is there a way that they can do that?
They can write to support@knfbreader.com.
And the other one, of course, is if someone's getting a new device, now, if someone's getting a Samsung Galaxy S6, any incarnation of that line of devices, they can be pretty well assured that KNFB Reader is going to work. And the same with the flag, any sort of flag.
I would say so. In the Samsung line, let's say Galaxy S4 or above, something like that.
But if somebody is going to buy a non-flagship phone, is there a camera specification or any technical information that they should look out for that would...
Well, in general, 5-megapixel camera would be minimum. Better to have an 8. A lot of this megapixel thing on cameras is more marketing than reality. So the Galaxy S6, I think, has a 16-megapixel camera. That's what they say. I'm not sure. It might be equivalent to something lower. But whether it is or it isn't, we don't use all of that camera resolution power, because if we did, the images would take too long to process. So we strike a balance between the minimum and the highest resolution, because we only set the camera to what we need, not picking its higher resolution.
Okay, so we don't need to worry about whether it has 2x or 4x or 8x optical zoom or any of those specifications.
Right, we don't.
Oh, can we see a demonstration?
Sure. So I've got KNFB Reader here. I'm going to
9:19 p.m. Device unlocked. Home screen 2 of 3. KNFB Reader.
And we're starting KNFB Reader.
KNFB
Reader is running. When it opens to the take picture screen. And that means that the camera is on. There's an image of whatever the camera is seeing on the screen. And just to describe the layout, the take picture button, or I think it'd be more fair to call it a region of the screen. It's really the entire left-hand side of the screen, except for some controls at the top and at the bottom of the screen. And then on the right-hand side of the screen is the field of view report. So for anyone who knows about KNFB Reader, the field of view report is a means we have of helping people get used to how to align pictures. It's not something you really need to use, because it's not too hard to take a picture of a document a foot away or less.
Does it tell you which direction the text is facing? That's an important feature that's missing from a lot of commercial OCR apps.
I don't know that this version does, but we have that capability. And my belief is that when this is released, it will. Our current KNFB reader on iOS doesn't, but again, it will too. That's something that's easily done. We had an earlier product on Symbian phones, and it did tell you whether the image was upside down or right side up. Somehow or another, in the process of switching to iOS, that particular feature got switched off, but it's just a question of switching it back on. So I'm going to do a tap and hold gesture.
Take picture of the document.
All right, my finger's down on the screen. I'm going to lift it.
Take picture.
And the picture snapped.
Sufficient. Imaginative, capable of inattentive, and willing to recognize and avoid bad behavior. I know that it is my prime responsibility to teach these values, and I keep wondering how I'm doing. I have this irritating feeling that I may not know how well I've done until it is too late. Consequently, I am always on the lookout for evidence. Last August, my wife Patricia and I had our 24th wedding anniversary.
It certainly is as fast, and one thing that might have made this faster is I didn't have the flash on. That's interesting. We're in just a normal lighting environment, I think. Don't really know, but
I
knew I had the flash off, because when I last used this, it was in a well-lit situation, and I didn't really need the flash on. So I could have turned it. Had I done that, you would have noticed a longer pause between the time that it said take picture and the picture actually snapped. The processing wouldn't be much different, but the time to get organized, to focus and take the picture would be slightly longer with the flash on.
So the new KNFB reader version for iPhone is coming out with stand mode.
Correct.
And that's a feature that no other commercial OCR software has, and I know you're pretty proud of it. Now, Inclusive Android offers several different scanning camera stands, and our flagship one, the one that was first posted by users, is the StandScan, which I happened to see you demonstrate yesterday.
Yes.
And so it's a fantastic product, and we hope that a lot of people go to inclusiveandroid.com and look at its reviews. And I wondered if you could just describe a little bit about what stand mode does.
So with the stand mode, it's one of three options that you have for different ways to take the picture. The other two are manual, which I just did, and automatic, meaning that we are looking for text and we'll take the picture when we see there's text, and we warn you to hold still and it'll take the picture. In that situation, the text material does not have to be on or in a stand. In the third one, stand mode, it does have to be in a stand. In fact, if it isn't, we keep giving you a pop-up that says place the reader on a empty stand. It can actually be any stand. And then press OK. When you press OK, it's looking for the characteristics of that reading environment. And it says, OK, I understand what to look for. And then you hear a couple of quick beeps. And that means it's ready to take pictures. It knows stand scan very well. That's the one we showed at the convention to the group. What I mean by knowing it very well is when you place a document then in the viewing area, so the camera is looking at the surface, and then you place a document in that viewing area, the reader reacts by giving some beeps or a tone, and that's true if the material is still moving. When the material is static or stationary, that all movement stops, there's about a second or so, and then the picture snaps. Now, if movement starts during that second, then the beeping will resume and it won't take the picture. So you can move your hands around to make sure that the pages are flat or that the print is looking up to the camera. There's no problem about having to look around on the page to be sure that things are the way that you want them to look. But then the absence of movement and the presence of text will trigger a picture. And after that picture snaps, if you have the reader set to what we refer to as batch mode, meaning that you can take picture after picture after picture, and it doesn't process any one picture until you tell it you're done. So you snap one picture, flip a page, snap another picture, flip a page, snap another picture, flip a page. And after that sequence is done, and it could be 10, it could be 20, it could be 100 pages, you can process that entire group of images as one document.
Well, I didn't think that it could possibly get any easier than taking a scans with Prismo on the iPhone using a stand. But that, I mean, I've seen it demonstrated. It's fantastic. It takes an extra second per page, which is just negligible. I mean, I remember my first scanner taking 30 to 50 seconds to process a page, and another 30 or 50 seconds to scan it, back in the days of the 486 with the HP jumbo scanners and all that. Is there anything else that we should know about the KNFB reader for Android?
I would say that for those who know anything about KNFB reader, that the layout on Android is really the same as it is on iOS. There aren't any major differences. I would want to point out another new capability, but this will be true of iOS and Android, is a link to Dropbox. So imagine that you have captured a book, as in my example of the using the stand, and you've captured 100 pages, and you process those. You then get the option to save. You're on the reading, what we call the reading screen, meaning the text is displayed. And at that point, you can press the save button, true in Android, true in iOS. And you get the option to name the file or choose our default, which is date and time. But you might want to enter a name, and the virtual keyboard comes up, and you can enter the name in place of the text we've given it. And then when you save that file, and assuming that under settings you've enabled it to link to Dropbox, then that file, we call it a KNFB file, goes to Dropbox. Your material is saved. You don't have to keep it on your device, which is good because you know, as we evolve into a book reader, you could end up filling up your device with a lot of content.
Those university textbooks get pretty big.
Correct. It's one thing to, you know, to read small one-page documents and not save anything. That's no problem as far as filling up the device with content. But when we get into reading books, you could get a lot of data on your device. Well, we recommend storing that off the device, and then you can always bring it back from your Dropbox. There's a KNFB folder then that goes into your Dropbox once you've created that link, and that's where you're going to find all of your backup material.
So it won't convert something to a text file or a Microsoft Word file or something that can be edited on the PC.
Yeah, you can. So the KNFB file include text or HTML. And by the way, it also includes the image that you took. So of each page, if somebody was interested in analyzing the appearance of a page and you no longer have the document, you can choose to view image associated with the document. So we have everything about that you could have seen when you originally took the picture. You don't have a Word version or PDF or anything like that. It's text or HTML.
I think people are probably interested in finding a reference and copying an excerpt for note-taking purposes or something like that.
Yeah, and you can
we're
do that.
Interested in going back and center-aligning our chapter headings in a book that we just scanned or anything like that. But still, Dropbox support is a valuable enhancement for any app. So the text in the reading window, is it granular? And have you tested it with any sort of supported Braille display?
We have done some testing. Understand that it's accessible with TalkBack, so the level of Braille support will be what TalkBack provides. We don't improve on what TalkBack provides. We don't diminish what TalkBack provides.
Sure, sure, sure.
It's analogous to VoiceOver and Braille support, which would be a little better with VoiceOver than it is right now with TalkBack.
Of course. You can use the granularity gestures to go words,
yes.
Lines.
Oh, yes.
So just to give the address again where people can get involved, it's going
to... So you can write to support@knfbreader.com.
And presumably let you guys know what device you have. And
that would be a very good idea.
How you're going to use it.
And we certainly would like to know the person's experience level with beta testing. We're interested in hardcore testers. It's helpful to have some experience in doing that. We want you to be able to break it.
So if you're a regular user who wants in on the ground floor, please wait for the release.
Yeah, we'll be coming out with it. But the testing is a serious technical process that we want to accomplish with as much skill as we can.
Jim, I'll let you get back to your packing. Thanks very
thank
much
you.
For coming out.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure. The
thank you.
Inclusive Android community loved hearing from you. And we're totally looking forward to the KNFB reader. Thanks for bringing
very
it
very good. Thank you. And hope to be in touch with all of you soon. Thanks.